internationally into the mic.
Now, please don't do that.
Pass me bottles real quick.
What's going on, people? Welcome to another edition of the podcast. We're here with your host, George Ostavides, and we're back at the Pavilion School here in Whetstone. The Pavilion is a wicked school in Whetstone here in North London. We provide personalised education programmes for Key Stage 4 students, being permanently excluded from school and for different reasons. They also provide the young people with support and guidance to enable them to make the right choices and achieve their full potential. And we look forward to the amazing opportunities. And we're here with J1, S1 and Arby. How are we doing, boys? You all right?
Yeah.
It's actually your first time here, ain't it, Arby?
Yeah.
Where were you before this? We're just chilling at home.
Yeah, I was at home still. I didn't go to school for like a couple of years.
Is it? How comes?
I got excluded a couple of times.
Really?
Every time I got excluded, I would basically go to a new school and I don't know, man. Sometimes I just don't want to attend at all, innit?
Really?
Now it's obviously a different story. Now I'm obviously I'm trying to get back to the mainstream, innit?
That's amazing, man.
So, yeah.
Silly boy.
Do you want to die? I'm sorry.
I bleep out. But where were you before this?
What school?
Yeah.
Whitefriars.
Whereabouts is that?
Harrow and Woolston.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Leading to the mic.
Yeah, Harrow and Woolston.
Is it? How long are you there for?
1 month.
1 month
I got excluded 4 times in 1 month.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
4 times in a month?
I actually don't know.
Bro. I think that might be the record, you know.
Might be four times
in a month. How about you though, S?
I got kicked out for fighting and that.
Is it? Mm-hmm. What, just like one time or like constantly or?
Multiple times
as well. And did you get like excluded 4 times in a month as well or?
No, once in a while. But it'll be buggers and that, so
every now and then.
Really? Yeah. Is it? Where were you? Where you from? What school?
I was from Saracens.
Oh, Saracens. I know Saracens. Yeah. How long were you there for?
I was there for like 4 months.
Is it? Wow. Well, for multiple fighting thick situation as well. Is it?
Me.
Wow. And you, Jay?
So I was, never really got kicked out in just moving boroughs, but I got kicked out from one school max, didn't I?
You're saying you're buying some stuff from Gears for Music? Yeah, someone said Gears of War there. Gears for Music.
Is it?
What'd you buy from there?
Just basically the normal like studio equipment, like the monitor and the speakers and the FL Studio and all of that stuff.
Is it? How often do you produce?
Well, I don't produce, I record music.
You know? Oh, do you?
Yeah. I rap and I.
Is it? You got your own studio now at home?
Yeah, coming next week, innit?
Is it?
So, yeah,
very sick. What you got for now then at home?
For now I go to a normal studio.
Oh, do you?
I've got engineering and for lock, innit?
Is it?
So, yeah. It's a long travel, man.
How long?
It's Tottenham Hill, bro. Tottenham Hill.
Yeah, no, it's next to Tottenham Hill.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
It's next to it, it's like 10 minutes away still.
Is it?
Haven't just come to the one in Finchley?
It's dead, man. It's not a studio. They call it a studio. It's a studio.
It's a
room with speakers, bro.
No, it's not. It's not. It's like
is that the one in North Finchley?
Special room that you go to. They close the door.
All right, Mike.
Is that the one in North Finchley?
I
think next to Tally Hill, that studio there?
Yeah, the art department.
Art Depot? Not Art Depot.
Art Depot, it's nice.
Oh, that's the one, yeah. Is it not that good in there then, that studio?
I don't think eventually. So, because apparently I was going to go with it, but I was like, no, I don't want to go with it.
Is it?
Like, I think it's just like bad equipment, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they really care.
Or just bad?
It's not bad, it's actually good equipment.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but my engineer, he got some e-pads, he got everything. Like, he's used to my voice, he's used to my everything, do you get
it? Is it?
So now when I go there, it's just more easier.
Yeah, I can imagine. Is that nearer to get to for you?
No, it's like 1 hour and a half just to get there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's for luck, bro.
In for a look.
It's like 30 minutes by car.
By car, but by train is way. You've got to take that train to King's Cross, the Tottenham Hill, time for a look.
That is a lot.
£50 just to get there, bro. Cabot.
So whereabouts are you based now then?
Millwall Broadway.
It's how come like it takes you so way. Long to get to, or you feel like we're trying to get trained back to King's Cross and back again?
I take a bus to here.
Oh, is it?
So I'm going to studio after school now. So basically I'll just go home, take a train to King's Cross. Take a train to Tottenham Hill. Take a train to Enfield Lock.
Wow, that is long.
Yeah.
That is very long.
Waiting for the trains, like everything.
It's the worst, isn't it? But how about you, though, man? Whereabouts are you based? You based fan here as well, or
Colindale.
So, how do you get here then? Do you get a bus here or get lift?
That drops me.
Why is it? But talk about that traveling stuff, though. obviously this nut situation with the petrol stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah, that's crazy still.
Like, apart from, like, obviously, like, second, third week in since it's happened, like, has it, like, affected you lot badly?
Not even, my dad
gets petrol all the time. I don't know why it's a big issue.
Like, oh my god, I've lost work because of it. But it's like roads were like chock a block. If you saw, you obviously,
because some petrol stations are fully locked off. Like, you can't even go there, bro. There's
I can't. I haven't been across shopping center. Yeah, like, you know the petrol station.
Tomorrow, make Marks and Spencer's, bro. We went all the way to there from the line.
Bro, there's like some long queue for them, and the petrol ran out, so then
man
cut.
But it's true though, man. Like, the travel was the worst. Mm. Mad, isn't it? Like, it took me like an hour and a bit to get the petrol last week. Mad.
Wow, when you get in person, like in hand,
I couldn't even do that. The women let me. My cousin did that just about.
Is it?
But yeah, my life, I couldn't get petrol properly.
There's literally people selling it, you know, on eBay and
I wouldn't be selling it. Oh, you know what it's like? Yeah. It's like the toilet paper situation last year. Yeah,
literally, and everyone's just panic buying and that. But that's the problem. They're panic buying.
Yeah.
Like, there is enough petrol. There's just not enough drivers.
Yeah.
What you have to do is take what you need.
Yeah.
Let people take what they need. You get it?
Yeah. You know what I saw last week? Someone told me, I think my dad told me, like, someone put £5 petrol and left.
What?
Exactly. So a man put £5 petrol in and left.
That's crazy, bro.
How mad is that? But why do you reckon it is, like, you lot, why do you reckon it is, like, when, like, the media says, like, don't panic, it's all good, like, everyone panics and starts going mad?
Everyone follows everyone. They're like sheep.
They're like sheep, innit?
Everyone. You see people, like, they're following Bitcoin because they're investing. And now everyone's investing in Bitcoin. Do you get it?
But talk about Bitcoin though.
I'm sorry.
That's right. Would you like invest in Bitcoin and stuff?
I did still.
Have you already?
It was not Bitcoin, XRP.
Is it?
I invested like $500 only.
Already?
I waited 2-3 months. Everyone said wait more.
Yeah.
I didn't. I rushed it. It went to like 250. And then I just cashed it. I needed the money for something.
Really?
That's about it.
Fair enough.
Literally, yeah. But other than that, I don't think I'm going to go back to it. Unless you've got like a good capital, there's no point. You get it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah.
How about you boys? Would you invest? Would you invest like Bitcoin and all that? Would you do that?
My uncle doesn't that.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Did he make quite a bit on it as well?
No, I can't lie. He lost like £600.
Did he?
Yeah, he lost it.
Wow.
You can win big, you can lose big.
Yeah, months. He lost all of it.
Wow. I remember, you know that singer Lily Allen?
Mm.
You know her? She got offered, like 300 Bitcoin back in the day when it first came out. She turned it down.
No way. You know each one is worth like 50k now.
Is it?
So that's, bro. It would have been like money. 500 million. Like,
it's like millions now.
By saying though, like, would you ever, like, invest in Bitcoin though, like, or anything? Or is it, what's the other one you just mentioned?
XRP.
XRP.
Yeah.
And it's worth 50k now, you said?
Yeah, is literally. It? But obviously, every day can go down. Every day, like, one day it will go 37k, one day it will go 65. You know what I'm saying?
It's mad.
You could be losing everything you have, gaining everything you've never had. You get
it? True. How about you, though? Well, would you, like, invest in different kinds of money like that? No. Or anything else, actually?
I don't believe in that.
Really?
No.
What makes you say that?
Because, like, it's basically gambling, if you really get that. In my religion, we don't gamble on that.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm not going to gamble. Basically gambling my money.
And really? Yeah. Fair enough. Makes sense. Would you though, Jay?
Me, gamble?
Yeah, not gamble, right? Like investing, like businesses or different kinds of things.
You see, not really, but you see what I want to start doing? I'm trying to make money in it, but not in an illegal way. You see, like now people are like, shorting and that in it. But you see, me, mum wants to start producing in it.
Mm.
So like, mum's trying to like, not gamble, not like do them type of like, start producing
it's slow money, you get me?
It's slow money.
Start off with a little money and then start to the top.
Do you reckon, glad you said that, because would you not think that people aren't patient enough to make money on stuff like
this? You know it is. If you're too patient, you'll never make it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, if you start young, you'll always have, like, you'll have more time to experience things and learn things and find out how to actually make money. Do you know what I'm saying? And not lose.
Yeah,
because it's a whole different thing to making a business and making a profitable business. You get
of course, it? Yeah. Like, what kind of things are you guys interested into, like, in terms of like business kind of stuff? Is there any kind of things you're interested in?
I like everything about business.
Is it everything? Yeah,
numbers, all that.
Is it?
Yeah, bro.
Have you thought about starting your own business?
I want to.
Really? What kind?
I want to. I don't anything, bro. I want to be a real estate agent.
Innit? Real estate. Yes. Yeah,
obviously, you need money to start.
Yeah. How about same? Yeah. Is it?
Buy properties, renovated.
Mad money.
That would be
interior
sick.
Design, all of that.
Boys, that'd be sick. Like, have you both looked into it at the moment? About how, like, researching it and...
I want to. I've been, but you need at least 50k for a deposit to put down the house. So
no, but you start from little to like,
that's what I'm saying.
Houses
and yeah.
Little... But remember, in the UK, bro, in London, it's crazy. Like, if you want to buy a house in London...
Bro, that's the thing. If you've got a bit of money behind you to invest in as well, you can make money on...
Yeah,
you can make money.
Money makes money, bro.
Cool. Exactly, yeah. But talk about London, though. I was watching a... You know Charlie Sloth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of
Oh, I know him like personally, and he was on a program a few years, but I think about 2-3 years ago.
Mm.
You know, did you know you could buy garage spaces in London?
Unit, a little unit,
storage unit basically.
Yeah, but this was like a garage space for one car. Guess how much he went for?
How much?
400k.
For a garage unit for one car?
Yeah, for one car.
What car is it though?
It depends where it was. Like, what, central or something?
It was like in central London. I think it was like near Hyde Park or something, or wherever it was.
They put expensive cars inside. Yeah. It's very high security.
Yeah, but I talk about Hyde Park. I think it was like number one Hyde Park. It's like a flat. I think it's like on a corner or something.
Yeah.
100 million.
100 million?
Yeah.
We're living in London, bro. This ain't Dubai, fam.
It's expensive. Yeah. But talk about London now. Is he Soap Bay?
Yeah.
With his new restaurant.
And he opened a new restaurant. You're getting five bills. Like, come on, bro.
But you say about the American thing, they've been like 100 million in America there, how mad that would be.
Yeah, bro, you'll get like, I don't know how many houses, how many places, how many businesses, but you get way more, fam, than spending 100 million on a little room, not even a house, like a little room. Like.
But it was like a massive flat, though. It's nice, obviously, but 100 million, though.
Nah, it's crazy, man.
It's crazy, isn't it, that?
It's not worth it, like, it's the high part, like, what you're actually going to see every morning, fam.
Hyde Park is a sick part, though.
It is a nice part, but still, like, come on, man.
Do you like go there often, Hyde Park? I've been there before. Oh, did you? Bear beef?
No, it's bear
beef. Bear beef.
Is it?
Bro, I used to
have that. I don't really go there like that.
Really?
Exactly. Same. Well,
was it that bad?
That's bad. Is that bad?
There's another day in video and that some mute, some black, he got shot in his chest and that.
Really? Mm. Wait, he was stabbed in Hyde Park, did he?
Yeah.
Bro.
I mean, I used to live there. I used to know a kid that used to go to my school, he got stabbed up.
Really?
Him and his cousin, literally.
What, did he die?
Yeah, but they all died, bro. All of them died. They don't survive, bro.
Have you actually seen it yourself, like?
Bro, there was literally, he was outside of KFC. Hold on. He was outside KFC, yeah. And I used to go to his KFC. I used to get chicken and that because the chicken was nice.
Got KFC in it, of course.
Like, one day I'm going to the KFC, boom, I get chicken, I go home, I'm chatting to my mum something. My mum's client, my mum does beauty and that, innit? My mum's client says, like, she's calling my mum saying, oh, I'm going to be late, but something happened to my son, yeah? Boom, after like an hour, we found out that he got stabbed right outside of KC and I was there like 5 minutes.
Wow.
Literally, he got stabbed. There's a visual, everything. Like, he got stabbed up in the middle of the road. Like, he's running aside. There's like five men. Like,
really?
Crazy stuff. I used to go to my school, fam. I used to see him every morning, just like Spider-Man. Like,
what was it all about, though? Like, was it a fight?
You know what it is? It's these, like, I'm not even like racist, whatever. There's a lot of Kurdish people there.
Mm.
Kurdish people don't really have a country, innit? So they all like beef each other from there. They're always like, oh, you ain't got a country. We'll come back from where you came from, whatever. You get it? So then obviously, it gets physical, bro. It gets physical, innit?
And you actually, have you seen like loads of fights then and stabbings and all that as well?
Stabbings. No, I haven't seen stabbings. I can't lie. So yeah, I witnessed stabbings, but I've seen fights.
I've seen stabbings.
Fights. Really? Mm. Man, does that, when you like see this kind of stuff,
traumatic,
does that.
Traumatic, bro.
Come in.
You coming in?
You coming in? Come in, bro.
Let's
that's go.
Next to me.
But yeah, you're saying about the stabbing now.
Yeah, that's why it's not a good place. It's not a good place because of that.
But Hyde Park,
lot of problems and a lot of like physical fights in it.
Yeah.
And it's not like there's police and they're like helping whatever. Like, it's more like police are arresting kids for smoking weed.
Mm.
They don't care about people getting stabbed and that.
Like, really?
Bringing knives to school. Like. Yeah, I used to be in primary school. People used to be bringing like shanks inside school. Like,
went to your schools as well?
Inside school.
Well, all your schools as well? Or
I don't
just.
Know about these lot, but,
like, I don't think I've done really bad.
Actually, yeah, come to Junior's mic actually so I can hear you.
Oh. Okay. No one in my primary school really knew about knives and stuff and like gangs.
Yeah.
It was mostly like year 8 it started happening.
Really? Mm-hmm. Year 8 though? What, with knives and all that? And
yeah.
Like year 8 and above?
Yeah.
You're so young.
Even year 7. Oh, seven
I'm
like,
not going to say nothing, but year 7, is the hotspot for teenagers. Like, this is like, bro.
You're not even a teenager in year 7. So you're what, you're 11 years old?
You literally just turned a teenager in year 7. You're like 12 to 13, bro.
I think year 8 or 12, and then year 9, 13, I think year 11, I think year 7, you're 11 years old.
I think it depends when your birthday is still. Like,
maybe, it could change slightly, but that's what scares me about knife crime. I've got kids younger than you lot, bringing knives around.
You know what it is? It's not even like they want to carry it. Some people, they've got problems with people with knives, innit? So they have to defend themselves, innit? If they don't defend themselves, like, they're going to be stepping somewhere where someone wants to kill them. What are they going to do? They're just going to stand there. Like, obviously, you're going to have to protect yourself, innit?
But why do you lot think that kids, you're like 14, 15 years old yourselves, yeah? But why do you think kids your age and younger carrying knives with them now, though? And stabbing people. It's not like it's like a little gang, you're actually stabbing someone.
You're from a different area or something, then it's a problem, bro.
But why?
It's just like, it's what not they all see the time, growing bro. Up.
Yeah.
So say,
someone younger than me, if they see me fighting someone,
yeah,
they're gonna start a fight the next day because they're gonna think it's like,
and they're gonna be in the oldies and
yeah.
So if younger boys or girls, it doesn't really matter, saw like a knife crime happening or saw like a music video or something, they would want to look up to that person. Gosh. To be like that person. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's Mac. When I was 11, I played Pokemon at 11.
I don't really want to go against Drill because a lot of people say this and it's like a big argument, but I feel like Drill does kind
Drill,
of sort
the
of
reason
like,
why
Drill
everyone
does,
everyone
the whole point of Drill is the Drill youth.
There was
like,
this one youth
like,
from our school, good Jewish youth, yeah, and he was calm. After Drill, you see this guy coming in big jacket.
Really?
One day, he tried to buy a ZK. And I'm just like, yo.
That's like, even my cousin now, my little cousin, he doesn't live in this area, but he sees like Drill music videos and then he tries to make different music videos for himself. Like, really bad.
Serious?
Yeah. And then he tries to rap about the life that you don't live or rap about the life that you haven't been through. What's the point of that? Because when it's actually real, reality, what are you actually going to do? You're going to run. You're not going to actually go and stab someone.
You're like, why do you reckon like people that just want to lie about stuff like that? Like, no, you like to show off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what it is? The problem with Joe is that Joe is actually a good part for mandem who are actually on road.
Yeah.
Who want to leave that
exactly.
Road
that level, yeah.
No, but not really. They don't want to leave it. Using Drill is them it. They're not trying to leave it. They're talking. Let me say something. With Drill, with Drill, you're talking about how you're stabbing people, how you're selling drugs. Yeah, that doesn't mean you want to leave something. Like, let's say I'm a businessman and I'm rapping about business. I don't know, fam. Does that mean I want to leave the business? No, because I'm talking about it, fam. You get it? So obviously, if you're drilling youth and that, you're talking about it.
Some of them do want
to
leave.
Obviously, they do.
And when
they want to leave, they want to leave. They can do some rap music. They can do some singing. Why did they have to do Drill? If you're not a driller, why are you doing Drill?
Drill artists now, like OFB and Dig D, they're not. It's not like they're just based on. They change up their music.
Some of them are versatile still. Yeah.
So, and they rap about different things. It's not like they rap about the same thing.
And you know what the problem is? If they don't do Drill, they don't really get recognised.
Exactly.
Yeah. For example, Roman hops on singing, they'll be like, turn that down, fam.
Trust me.
But once they start rapping, the young G's start recognising them. That's how they blow
up. Exactly. Yeah.
But then, if they start rapping about something else, no one's going to be like, oh, turn that off. Mm. It's like Dave, Dave is probably the only one.
And Stormzy are the only one. Well, maybe
exactly.
Actually,
Dave and there's another guy, one of his young G's called NSJ Marley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What they try to do is they try to come out of the hood, but not as in Drill.
So when other Drill artists are doing that, other kids are seeing it and they're like, oh yeah, let me make a video with my friends so people can recognize me.
Exactly.
And then that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when they talk about maybe even banning Drill altogether, what do you think about that?
I don't think that's normal. Imagine someone coming to you banning your job, fam.
If you're gonna ban that, you might as well just ban American Drill as well.
Exactly.
Drill.
Yeah.
There's still big artists, 21 Savage, that still talk about shooting.
Yeah. Bro, he's from here. He's from here,
You could literally
argue that. It's 21 Savage now.
Crazy.
You could argue it's the exact same thing. Encouraging, children to go around, start shooting people. Like in America, it's even more brazy. Because there's youths at the age of like 10, 9 with a gun. It's like, come on.
That's why I get scared though, because I don't listen to the news that much because all I hear is stabbings every day.
Yeah,
and I get upset for you guys because you're so young, but yet you got knives, you're getting stabbed for nothing.
I mean, that's the thing, Carl. It's different being a teenager in 10 years back and being a teenager now is a whole different thing, bro. This is this is London, this ain't America, you get it.
I know, but that's the thing that like, I'm like twice your age now. I know I don't look it, but I'm twice your age now. I get upset for kids your age. How old do you think I am?
You're 27.
Age, so like you're 30.
I'll take that. I'm 33.
What?
Do I look younger or older? Is it about cool to close the door for 2 seconds? Is that right? Unless they're coming back in again.
Hmm?
And to keep it real myself, yeah. I don't even listen to drill like that anymore because I saw what it was doing to me as well. Like, I used to listen to drill, you know, and I would be, I was like, yeah, yeah. Then I would walk a certain way as well.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, like, when you listen to drill, it makes you feel like, yeah, I'm that guy.
That's why, whatever music you listen to, you're gonna be feeling the same way. You, you listen to good, like, feeling good music, you're gonna feel good, bro. It's how life works, bro. You get
yeah.
So obviously listen to drill music, you're gonna be like, oh bro, I'm a bad man, cool, let me go out shanking you slack.
Yeah.
You're gonna get too brave, fam.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying though. Like, I get upset for you lot if you're getting stabbed for no reason. Like, you're walking on the street being scared. Like, do you not get scared at all?
You know what it is, you can't be scared leaving your house every day.
Mm.
You can't, because then you just you'll have some PTSD, fam.
Yeah. Oh, but you were saying that you shouldn't be scared to leave your own house, though.
Yeah, man. After,
yeah.
Who's scared to leave their house?
No, we talk about when you hear about stabbing and stuff, how does it affect you mentally and stuff? Do you get scared at all? Or, like, when I go out, do you get scared at all about going out? Or does it affect you badly?
You know what it is? You have to be cautious, fam.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not, you can't say you're not scared, but you have to be cautious in London now.
Yeah.
No matter who you are. You think any of us are getting stabbed?
You know what it is? You know what it is? Even if you're innocent, you're walking the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're innocent, if you got £5 on you,
yeah.
I'll stab you and take your money. Simple as. Like,
that's what I'm talking
about. £5? £5?
£5.
Well, no, I've heard of stories like that before. Well, you're joking, but I've actually heard of that before.
Wait, you said you stabbed someone for £5.
I chill out. I never said that.
Oh, I thought you said you.
I thought you said that as well. I got scared for a second, but.
Mum's, I thought that that's what you said.
Yeah, I thought some, as well, but
say, no.
Some bored man do that, yeah, but not. People don't go around stabbing.
I saw some video.
No one does that, but they go out nesting. There's something called a nesting spree, bro. Every hood has a nesting spree once a month, bro. Where all the man them go out and just start nesting everyone inside the ends.
What's it called? Nesting.
Nesting spree.
Nesting spree.
Finesse.
Oh, finessing spree.
You
get
finesse. Basically, if you got robbed, you got finesse, bro. It's simple as that. Oh. Maybe you're walking down your street, you got your nice shoes. Cool. They're gonna. Like, oh, you got nice shoes, bro.
Yeah.
What size are they? You get me? Like, yeah. It might be my size, bro. Boom. What's that one? I'm gone.
Simple yeah, yeah.
And if you try to say no, this that.
Yeah.
No, I saw some video earlier, some mad video, some boy was, did you not see Rico post it of when that guy tried to rob the little girl's scooter? Like some grown, like he wasn't grown, he was probably like my age, tried to rob some like year 8 girl's scooter. And then some boy was like, what, you think you can rob little girls and start banging off the scooter?
That's good then, you can't be robbing girls.
Just not in the first place, I know, but like, what do you like, think needs to be done next then? Like, you know, to like reduce it or stop it in the first place? Because I feel like they might like, close like youth centres and
if
that
kind
of thing.
If they want to take
thing,
away like, one thing, yeah, they have to add something else. Like, if you're taking away knives, give them something else to do. If a kid likes to do something,
yeah, distract them. Yeah, but you can't take away knives.
Not take away knives, but if you want to distract the kids from using the knives, yeah. Get it. Like, if you want to say, all right, cool, what, you like football, go do football, say no more. Maybe he's not going to be using a nap because he's going to be doing football, isn't
it? Yeah, how about you, Ez? What do you think needs to be done? Like, always like stop this whole thing that's going on.
I think it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late.
Right,
there's no stopping. I'm sorry. You're not so talking.
You know what you're gonna have to do?
You're not so talking. About
make the sentence longer, but I don't think people.
You know what it is? If you got a problem with someone, and either way, if you're taking away knives, either way, you're gonna end up wanting to get the guy. No matter if you don't get him today, next year, you're gonna get him.
The way it starts from.
What's that?
Asylum. Asylum. I promise you.
What's that?
Asylum is when someone will come from like a foreign country
and they put in a house, the hostel.
You give so they can have a reason.
Mm.
And then UK, you need a reason to be in the UK. So once someone foreign comes into the UK, they need a reason to be in the UK. And then that's like kind of like the asylum. So it's like once someone comes into the UK with a family, they need an asylum to get like a job. To start working, and that's why a lot of road use actually hop on road because their parents can't get an asylum, so their parents are making barely any money.
Some of them have to actually hop on road because they're on the road. Some use just to force it, they're given everything from young, like probably like him, given everything from young, and they grow up and they think they're bad. That's it, they want to show everyone that they've been broke, even if they're not broke,
because
to them it's cool, you get it, cool to be broke, and it's cool to be having that.
What's your thought? Question for all of you then. What are your thoughts? Like, do you reckon that like, the government might be too soft on people?
They're too hard, bro. They're too hard in the wrong ways. Like, the government will have a problem with weed. They will put everything to stop weed. They won't do everything to stop people getting stabbed.
That's what I mean. Like, if you think they're too hard. Like those kind of things, like the important stuff, like stabbings and all, they're thinking too soft on those kind of things. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they put a focus on That's how they focus. Put their focus
and
on
you, do you know what else?
Can't swear on the podcast.
If they legalize weed, I promise you there'll be a certain amount of stabbing that will stop.
A lot
of gang wars start from maybe like, let's say for example, someone steals that person's, you know, stash of weed or that and that. Yeah.
I know some mad things.
You know, let's say for example, another gang steals the pack.
The gang wars is different to people. Two people different.
Mm.
Like, you know, it is. It's normally like some kid having a problem with someone, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get my orders." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because every kid got orders, yeah. And this order will bring his orders, but then my man will bring his orders, and at the end of the day, you're not even beefing him. Your orders are beefing each other. You get it?
Mm.
And then it just gets to the point where one guy gets
one guy,
and
keeps
going back and
forth. Gang members, they don't even know the reason why.
They don't even know the reason why they're beefing. It's so
stupid. It's over. No, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Postcodes that they don't even own.
It's so silly.
It's over that.
Oh, you know what? Well, for the last 10 minutes, though, we'll do some music stuff now. We'll come back to the podcast in a bit, but...
What, 10 minutes?
Well, before some of you guys leave, you're leaving, aren't you? At half two?
You're half two.
Half two.
Yeah.
I'm skiing, bro.
Yeah.
I must be leaving at one, bro. I stayed there just for this, fam.
My guy. My guy. But before we take a little break, any last words? Before we go?
See me, I'm cool, innit?
Yeah.
That's what I do, fam.
But any last words before we go?
Nah.
Any last words?
Nah.
It's Bandit. You already know the ting, yeah? I'm out here. Ching, ching, 1, 2, take your gal 2 times.
Yeah, no,
that's it, bro.
All right.
I'm signing off.
Right, I'll come back in a bit, guys. In a bit. Bye.